May 13th. We often relate too strongly to our lower self. What do we mean by that, or what do I mean by that? Well, it's the go-to identity some of us use in our daily lives. We have discussed it as being the baddie or playing for the bad team. In some psychology circles, they call it the shadow self. Sounds kind of ominous. No matter how you define it, that lower self can be a lifelong relationship that is hard to shake. We believe that it is what defines us, being a badass motherfucker, tough as nails, etc. But are we really? And is that what we really want? Sometimes that persona may be needed when defending yourself from some thugs in a grocery store parking lot. Still, it's seldom the foot you would like to lead with in your daily life. It causes more harm than good. Would you not agree? Reflections. What is stopping you from acting on the nature of your higher self? Who do you admire that has led an extraordinary life? Daily challenge. Challenge your sense of self today to lead a mighty life. Don't forget to stay active, stay sober, listen to this week's full-length episode, either ahead in the week or in the past or whenever you want to do that. Don't forget to listen to this commercial coming up, because really it's going to tell you what to do to support the podcast. Thank you. Are you tired of being called crazy? Have people written you off long ago, but you're still trying to live sober and giving it your best shot? Good news, SoberPod is here to help. The 366 Effing Days Sober Daily Meditation Reader is the book for you. It's not just another self-help book. It was written by a humorous human, if I do say so myself, with a lifetime of experience with addiction and alcoholism, who found a way to get and remain sober. In this book, you'll discover feeling good and doing good can go hand in hand. So if you want to make progress, not perfection, grab your copy of 366 Effing Days Sober today and start your own journey. Stay active, stay sober, buy the book, visit soberpod.com.